Intel launches 12th generation Alder Lake H laptop CPUs in PC Magazine on January 4th by Brian Westover. With 8 new Alder Lake laptop processors coming soon, the laptop world is about to get a big upgrade thanks to Intel's new performance hybrid architecture. CES may have gotten a lot of last-minute changes, but one announcement in particular is going to have a major impact on laptops in the year to come. Intel on Tuesday launched its 12th generation of H-series laptop CPUs, rounding out the Alder Lake processor family and bringing potentially significant upgrades to gaming laptops and mobile workstations. Ranging from the relatively tame Core i5-12450H up to the high-caliber Core i9-12900HK, Intel announced 8 total H-series mobile processors at CES, promising improved performance across the board. The new Intel 7 production process, a rebranding of the 10-nanometer enhanced SuperFin process, brings the company's latest manufacturing capabilities to laptop-class processors. The principal improvement is 10 to 15% better performance per watt. But Intel is promising great things from this seemingly modest efficiency gain, including that the new CPU family is so flexible that it's as at home powering thin and light laptops as it is hulking gaming rigs. The H-series fills Intel's enthusiast category with performance-focused models that may not be as easy on battery life as the P-series and Q-series chips coming to this year's thin and light laptops. Intel hasn't revealed the full SKU list for the latter two families, but the company did announce Tuesday that they will have up to 14 cores and be rated for up to 28 watts of power compared with a maximum of 45 watts for the H-series. Intel claims performance increases of 40% for the H-series chips using the new performance hybrid design, promising speedy video editing and ample capability for 3D modeling and rendering tasks. It's also expected to be Intel's reigning gaming champ for the near future, with low-latency Wi-Fi 6E adding some icing to the cake with its next-generation connectivity. Intel 12th Gen H-Series New Core Architecture. Intel has also advanced the technology of processors by introducing its new performance hybrid architecture, grouping cores into two new categories, P-cores and E-cores. Instead of using multiple cores that are largely identical, the new Intel chips use two kinds, the performance-focused P-cores and the efficiency-focused E-cores. This is something we encountered recently when we compared old and new Intel desktop processors in our Intel Core i9-12900K versus Core i9-11900K CPU face-off. The P-cores are designed to deliver maximum performance with higher clock speeds and multi-threaded processing. The more energy-efficient E-cores, on the other hand, are single-threaded only, but offer good enough performance for most tasks without the battery-devouring, heat-generating aspects of the P-cores. Managing the whole thing is Intel's new Thread Director technology, which directs workloads across the different cores to balance the different demands of needed performance, thermal management, and battery life. By prioritizing and directing workload to the right cores, Intel claims it handles everything seamlessly, delivering speedy performance with better battery life, no matter what you're doing. Intel 12th Gen H-Series Thunderbolt 4, 10 gigabits per second, Ethernet. In addition to a revamped architecture, the newest Intel 8 processors are loaded with feature support. One of the biggest is improved memory technology with support for familiar standards DDR4 3200 and LPDDR4X 4267, as well as the latest standards DDR5 4800, LPDDR5 5200. Intel's 12th generation processors also support Thunderbolt 4, which has speedy 40 gigabits per second peak bandwidth for everything from storage to external monitors, along with a host of other peripherals, with the ability to handle high-speed 10 gigabit Ethernet and power delivery to charge anything up to 100 watts. It's the next step for the hyper-versatile Thunderbolt connection. And the new Intel CPUs have Gig Plus Wi-Fi 6E support baked in, which supercharges current Wi-Fi with a broad swath of additional uncrowded spectrum for major improvements in bandwidth and performance. Wi-Fi 6E compatible routers are still few and far between, but the spate of new 8 series laptops expected this year could invigorate adoption rates. Intel 12th Gen 8 Series, more vPro options. Intel's vPro is also getting an upgrade, going beyond the basic standards of a trusted platform module, TPM, and network format support, along with a slew of management tools that are essential for IT departments that manage devices for employees and students. Whenever a PC user needs remote assistance, vPro offers remote management tools that let an authorized IT department rep access the machine, diagnose problems, and issue software updates to keep devices up to date. In the past, vPro was a single option that was either included with a processor or, for consumer-focused systems, wasn't offered at all. Originally designed for companies handling hundreds of employees, the vPro platform has since evolved to include a new Intel Evo design version that combines these enterprise features with the speed and responsiveness standards of Intel Evo. Another version, Intel vPro Enterprise for Chrome, was launched specifically to cater to businesses that use the Chrome operating system but still rely on Intel processors for business-critical support. Now, Intel is expanding the vPro family with two new platforms available on most of the 8 SKUs announced Tuesday. vPro Enterprise, built for the larger scale of today's large and often global workforce, and vPro Essentials, which is tailored to small businesses that may not need the scalability of regular vPro, but still want to offer premium connectivity and support to their teams. Intel 12th Gen 8 Series, a unique competitive landscape. All of this comes during a time when the PC market has more diversity and competition than ever before. AMD has gained an enormous amount of ground in the last few years, offering fiercer competition than Intel has faced in decades. Apple has shifted its own lineup to Apple Silicon, a series of processors designed in-house that leverage ARM technology to power the latest MacBooks and Mac desktops. If Intel wants to reaffirm its leadership position in the processor space, these new processors will need to deliver some great improvements. But it looks like the latest developments will do just that, offering higher powered performance when needed, while still maintaining battery life and even lower heat generation. And by adopting a mixed-core architecture, Intel is aiming to stay competitive with newcomer Apple, which has used a similar hybrid approach in its own impressive M1 chips. And all of this comes at a time when chip shortages have left entire industries reeling, From car manufacturers to laptop OEMs, will Intel's new chips be able to avoid the supply chain issues that have plagued, well, everything for the last several months? That will come down to how well Intel can meet the demand for these new processors. But if the performance claims ring true, no one should be writing Intel off anytime soon.